Good afternoon and welcome to Chatabout. This is your host, News Director Larissa Donovan. Joining me on the phone today for the last Chatabout show of 2020 is candidate for Bemidji City Council at Large, Dan Jourdain. Well, it's been quite the year, hasn't it, Dan?
Well, good morning, Larissa. Thank you for taking the time this morning to put ourselves on the air. It has been a challenging year, definitely, that's for sure.
So you're pretty new to the political scene, as I recall. What made you want to throw your hat in the ring for this race?
Well, you know, I've been a resident here for, I would say, 7 years, Beltrami County for 30 years, growing up in this neighborhood, in this area. We've seen a lot of things that, you know, as the community would put it, that need some change to it. So I believe once we started the campaign, we got out there, started talking to the people, we start hearing directly what the changes need to be, what they would like to see, some of the things. We got a lot of difficult things to face in the city here, especially with our water and the Sanford Center, which are ongoing issues. So those are some of the issues that we would like to help the taxpayers of Bemidji understand more, and how we'd like to make those improvements to the city, because it's going to take a teamwork, a commitment for that. And I'm all for building partnerships and working together with some of these great ideas and some of these issues that we're facing in the city.
So when we talk about water, this is an issue that's not, you know, singularly known in Bemidji. Crumbling water infrastructure is pretty much nationwide. What do you like about how the city tackles its water issues, and what would you like to see improvements in?
Well, it was a few years back when we came across the chemicals that were found in the water, which is a huge, huge thing that we would like to change. And I believe the city is working very great with that. We got the bonding bill. So some of those issues were the contaminants, and 3M basically giving us a product, and then that product being lowered into our water system. So that created a big problem for us, and that created a big issue that we're facing now. And if we look at those issues, and we want clean water, which is the people always want. I spoke to a lot of residents in the city who do not drink the water, so they'll rather purchase it in the store. So we want to look at safer ways to find ways that we can make this solution better. I believe that in talking with the city manager, Nate, as well. So these issues are going to take time. But right now, according to the city council, every ratepayer for the city water is going to be increased on an average of $4. So those are some of the things when our campaign gets into the realm, we would like to look at ways to lower those costs instead of driving up the cost for each taxpayer and each city user of the water. So we're always going to be looking at ways to help out the people of Bemidji.
Right on. So a related issue to water is the wastewater system. There are some expensive fixes coming down the pike. What are your thoughts on how fast we should move on that? How critical do you think that issue is?
Well, as we know, Larissa, things all obviously take time, and, you know, to do rate studies and to do all these other things we need to do necessary. So if we are headed in that direction, we would like to move as soon as possible. We don't want to wait on these types of issues. So the sooner the better. Once we have everybody on the same page and working together, and the right recommendation is what we're looking for. So once we're ready to move forward with that, we would like to see progress as soon as possible. So things are working. Things are going in the right direction with the water and the waste. So I would expect something to see maybe towards the summer of 2021 next year, where we're able to see the capacity of this new water treatment facility at its full use. So, like I said, it's going to take time, but we want to do it in a correct way. We don't want to make any mistakes. That's the things that I'm working for in my campaign as well, is to make sure that we're doing the right things in the right order, and to make sure safety is number one in our priority.
Yeah, and I suppose I think the city's waiting on some sort of like, permit requirement or something from the MPCA, something like that. You know, I was really following this closely, then COVID happened, and everything got askew and delayed and things like that. But speaking of COVID, what are your thoughts on the city's response to the COVID situation? The city has, of course, taken some actions to kind of in step with what the state has been doing. What are your thoughts on what should be done, and what do you like that has been done already?
You know, Larissa, that's a good question, because when we think of COVID, we never knew this was going to happen. Nobody ever knew we'd be dealing with a new strain of a virus, let alone we just got a vaccine not too long ago. So we look at that timeline, that transition of what we're going to do in the meantime, and nobody knew what to do. So in the meantime, we have a governor's order where we would like people to follow, because we don't want to see our loved ones in the community, especially our older population who is most vulnerable during these times. We don't want to see them pass away, or we don't want another statistic in the city. So I think the city is doing a great job right now. We could do a lot better with some of the things. And when we talk about the economic development, our small business industry in Bemidji, and myself being a small business owner myself, understanding the things that are happening in the city, I did have several opportunities to speak with some of the local bar restaurants that were shut down. Well, not temporary, not all the way shut down, but working to some capacity. So hearing their word, hearing their insight, listening to the beat of that community is what's going to make us move forward with the decisions. And I understand right now there's no in dining. We'll get through this together. And the city did a great job with giving some of the funds back to these small businesses, because they're hurting right now. And I understand that, because this is challenging times for all of us, Larissa. And if we can find a solution, if we can find a better way to work with our small business industry, and I believe the Small Business Association, we're looking at ways to help these guys a lot more down the road more. So it's going to take a lot of planning. Like we said before, this is all new. This is all new stuff to us. And we want to make sure that we support our local businesses. And even if that's going by a takeout item, you know, support these guys, because they have families as well. And they're counting on the tips, and they're counting on all these issues. So make sure you guys go out and support these local businesses. And we'll do this together, guys.
All right. Well, is there anything else about what kind of council member you think you would be before we move on to the more fun segment of the show?
Well, my background, my education is in law enforcement. So I did have my certificate and a peace officer's license. So I think one of the issues that I do talk about in my campaign is public safety. And I did have several conversations with the chief of police, Mike Mastin, and we just discussed a lot of things, a lot more things we could be doing with the community. And that's just it, because I'm a community person, and I believe that the community deserves a voice, deserves to be heard in the community. And if those needs aren't being met, we have this little transition where it's going to cause a little friction in the community, and we don't want that. And definitely we want everybody to be working together, working on the same page. So public safety is my number one. I would say that recently this summer there was an oversight committee, the issue that was being brought up in August on the city council. So maybe 50 people or more hopped onto the Zoom meeting and expressed their concerns. So nothing has been done about that so far. But that is telling you that the community is looking for change. The community wants something a little different, a little more positive. Let's not get rid of the law enforcement, but let's change some of these things. Let's look at a positive approach. And like I said, myself being having that law enforcement background and working with the community more on these things. But it's going to take a team effort, and I believe that Mastin is going to work towards things. And we just have to remain optimistic at the same time and look forward to these great things that are to come.
All right. Yeah, I suppose trust and transparency is another key issue for government. It seems to be one that is sometimes difficult to maintain, especially in this era of COVID. What do you think you will do to improve transparency and trust between government and the people?
Well, one of my things that I did talk about, Larissa, was having a more open dialogue with the community and sitting down with them. Right now, we have Zoom meetings for the city council, and if once this COVID stuff goes away, which I'm sure we'll get past this phase, being there more for the community and listening to them. Obviously, transparency is one thing that we really need to emphasize when we're talking about communication and collaboration of the city. So we want to make sure that everything is on the same page. We want to make sure that everybody is being heard. We want to make sure that we're at least meeting those needs to a minimum, or at least exceeding those expectations, because we don't want a faulty city. We don't want a city that is considered at a different end with the law enforcement. So we want to create that great partnership. We want to create that better community. So I think with my campaign, we will definitely look for a better avenue. So I'm all for public safety, and let's get this rolling, and let's bring the community together.
All right. So today is Festivus, I believe. So my next couple of questions relate to your favorite holiday items. So what is your favorite Christmas movie?
I was actually watching this the other day with my kids. It was Home Alone.
A classic.
Yeah, I'm 35, so I grew up in that era of the younger Home Alone and watching that sequel. It was so fun. It just sit down around this time of the year, especially with your families, and watching a good movie, and you know, just enjoying time with your family and your loved ones.
Yeah, I don't let my kids watch that movie. It'll give them too many terrible ideas.
Yes.
Yeah. So next question, very high stakes. What is your favorite holiday cookie?
Oh, man, I think that's the toughest one that I have to choose on there, the holiday cookie. I don't know. I'm just the average kind of cookie guy. I don't want to go with any Oreos, but the kind that you bake from home would be the best kind there. Any toss, a few sprinkles on that, you're good to go, Larissa.
Sounds like a true politician. Okay. Next question. Top three Christmas songs ranked.
Oh, geez. Let's go with... I would say Rudolph, the kids like Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. That'd be one.
That'd be number
one. I remember that back in the school days, singing that in plays. So, yeah, that has to be my favorite. I don't know with the two or three. Let's go, oh, God. I don't know.
These are the questions the voters want to know here, Dan.
I'm sorry, but Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, has to be the favorite in the city. We'll go with that. Well, we can take it to a city council vote if we have to.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, Dan. Well, anything else about your campaign you wanted to be sure to get out there before we wrap this up today?
Yes. Thank you, Larissa, again for the time this morning. Early voting begins December 28th, which is a Monday. It's going to be at Bemidji City Hall, so make sure you guys go down to City Hall. They're not going to do the wards this year, so all voting will be done at City Hall. The main voting date is February 9th, 2021. So this campaign here expresses leadership, equality, fairness, and partnership. And I'm all for working with the people here at Bemidji, and listening to the constituents so far has been amazing, because this is what community is all about. This is what a great community is all about, is listening to the people, listening to their concerns. And I understand at times we have to make the difficult decisions, and those difficult decisions are what's going to make Bemidji greater. We want this to be more prosperitable. We want this to be more equitable. We want it to work for everybody. So at the same time, voters, come out. You can visit me on the website. It's www.danjourdain.com. You can also make a donation or show your support, either way. So we're doing great things in the community. We want this place to be great. It will be great. And we're just looking for the future of Bemidji. And one more thing. I don't want to be in this campaign just to fill Jim Thompson's. We want to create this for a while. We want to be the future of Bemidji. We want to make sure that we're doing the right things down the road for our future generations to come as well, Larissa. So, again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for the time. And we look forward to making great changes to Bemidji. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan Jourdain. I'll be back to wrap up today's show and to preview next year's show in just a moment.